wanted to know whether we got to climb or not. So after weaving through miles of red tape, we did manage to get to climb, and it's been awesome. We've climbed the last couple days, and we've put up 3 new routes, and they've been super cool. If this place was, if you didn't have to deal with all the red tape here, this would be an amazing climbing area with incredible rock. And, yeah, it's been great. And then kind of the side story, sort of the most interesting part of the story has just been the whole cultural aspect of it. The Kazakhs who live, or the kind of local nomadic people that live in the valley that we're climbing in, are actually all getting kicked out, which is kind of crazy. And some of them don't know it. Mark Jenkins, who is here with us, went around a day with Becca taking photos and interviewed all the people. And there's like 56 Kazakh families living up there, and they're mostly goat herders and horsemen, and they're going to kick all of them out except for 2 families that they're going to keep there to kind of be tourist attractions, I guess. So right now you get these electric buses driving up and down the park, you know, getting stopped by herds of goats and horses, and this crazy bridge being built with tons of just manual labor, and that's kind of all going away except for the electric buses and the big cement structures that they're building. But we've definitely made a lot of friends here. The head of park security is the reason that we're getting to climb everything, and we actually took him up a pitch the other day, and he loves us. And as we're climbing on kind of their main feature, the Divine Bell, we climbed a route right up the Divine Bell, which we one day we climbed on it, and we're worried about bolting on it, and so we climbed most of the route, but there are some sections that just wouldn't go without bolts. There's like an A1 section. And the next day we came back, they told us that we can't bolt on the Divine Bell. So we ended up kind of climbing this route that's super amazing, but not really being able to do the whole thing exactly. We climbed it bottom to top, but we had to kind of skip a section because of not being able to bolt. But we wanted to be really respectful and not bolt. And we do get these crowds of Chinese and Kazakh people down there. And after we came down from that route, everybody's patting us on the back and smiling and giving us thumbs up because the local people think it's really cool that we're climbing and they're totally into it. It's just kind of the officials that just say no to everything. And then we climbed 2 other major features. All the routes are like 1,000 to 1,200 feet tall. Some of the, you know, just perfect routes, as good as they get. Some of the Divine Bell route is the most striking, but it's on a north-facing wall, so it's really, really mossy. We climbed through tons of moss. Really exciting, trying to lie back up these big exposed flakes with our feet skidding on moss. But then, we climbed 2 other routes, and we've had a great time. The whole group's in really high spirits. We get another day to climb, and then they're actually kicking us out for whatever reason. Seems like, so we're just going to miss one day that we were originally going to climb.